Hey everyone, come check out the Proof Negative Radio Show here on FreedomizerRadio.com, Monday through Thursday, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. on the Pacific Coast as we fight the New World Order and rock the health freedom world together.
We're starting a brand new show on Freedomizer Radio, The Pilgrim Show. I'm your host, Nate Moss, the Guru Pilgrim. It's a show about technology and politics, bringing you all the latest news and information to keep you up to speed and in the know. I'll be offering advice and tips on technology and sharing my own thoughts on a wide variety of topics. Join me on the journey into freedom and philosophy, Saturdays from 4:30 to 6 Eastern Time, 1:30 to 3 Pacific, right here on Freedomizer Radio.
Please check out the Barefoot is Legal radio show right here on Saturdays, 1:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time, that is 10:30 a.m. to noon Pacific Time, as we show you all about your barefoot rights and living a barefoot lifestyle. And for more information about the 501c3 nonprofit Barefoot is Legal, please check out barefootislegal.org.
Earthing, also known as grounding, is the act of touching our body's skin directly to the earth, just like our ancestors did as they slept, sat, and walked on the ground nearly every day of their lives. This simple connection allows earth's natural negative electrons to enter the human body, pacifying dangerous free radicals, which, if left unchecked, can cause severe damage to cells that can lead to many chronic diseases. Ground Therapy's patented process and suite of products were designed for you to experience all the benefits of grounding in your busy and modern lifestyle. And you'll experience the benefits of grounding within the safety and comfort of your home or office throughout the entire day, just as if you were touching the earth itself.
The information is provided for.
Please check out our sponsor, Save Around. Save Around coupon books have been with us for several years, and they help you save money when going out to eat, renting a car, buying flowers, and all kinds of other good stuff. The good thing is you can view the coupon books before you buy. Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.com, and click on the Save Around book that you'll see right next to our chat room. Like I said, you could preview it before you purchase, and hopefully you'll save yourself some money and help us as well. Please check it out. Hello again, everyone, and welcome to the Barefoot is Legal radio show here on Freedomizer Radio. We want you to feel empowered about driving a car, going into a store, or eating in public without shoes on. The average person thinks laws exist, and we will show you how there are none. So kick back, listen to the show, and if you want to call in, the number is 319-527-6208 and press 1 to talk on the air. Thank you. Sorry, I thought the mute button was off. I'm talking through the mute button here. So thank you, everybody, for finding us. I'm your host, Proof Negative, here. Welcome to our BIL radio show. And this is the show where we empower everybody to handle their freedom. Freedom is not free, so we all have to work our part to make sure that we retain said freedom. So that's what we're here for. I'm going to be doing some training today, so I'm going to bring on my new best buddy here. Nathan's with us here. Nathan, I welcome to the show. I played your commercial earlier. It sounds like you've been here a while.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, that commercial came out nice. So we'll play it again shortly. And Nathan's the one that's been working on our Freedomizer site, and so we're trying to bring everything back up to speed here. So we appreciate everybody's patience. It seems like it's been a long week, though.
It has been a long week.
So did you get to do anything exciting for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, family and food and all the normal things you do for Thanksgiving.
Okay.
How about yourself?
So, well, I guess it's not really a secret here. We had our resident stalker that decided to take my Facebook page down, so I have to work on that. That's pretty much taken the last of my few days here, but it's not like it won't be corrected. So just trying to be patient. So I gave blood today. I do that every 2 or 3 months just because. And I know a couple of other people in the group, in the Facebook group, said that they had issues with that. But I have yet to encounter said issue. I don't know how big you and Aaron are in the movement, but as far as giving blood, it's a fairly safe procedure, and I just don't see where someone would say there's all kinds of bad stuff on the ground. I mean, if there's a needle that drops, they immediately pick it up because, well, they have to. It's their job. And that's rare anyway. All the machines are clean and whatnot. I didn't know if I lost you because it sounds like dead audio here. Did I get kicked out?
Oh, sorry. Sorry about that. I have a kid, so sometimes I mute it if I think he's making too much noise here. So,
that's all right.
Yeah, I don't have.
We get kicked out so often on the host queue sometimes that I don't know if that's me. So, that's okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, as far as giving blood, I don't see anything wrong with that. In fact, Aaron seems to think that that's a valuable thing. When you think about all the lives that are saved through that, it can be, it's an important part of society, I think.
Yeah, and part of my, I have what's called diverticulosis, and that's one of the things that could be beneficial to me is to give blood on a regular basis. So I make sure I do that.
That makes sense.
So while we're here, and it's just us, basically, I think, because I'm not in the, I don't think I'm in the chat room right now, but I wanted to make sure you had the switchboard up and I can go through somewhat of a training with you here and just to get you familiar with everything.
Yep, I have it open right now, yep.
All right, so the first column on the left, of course, shows our phone numbers, and then where you see it in red. Now, we have up to 500 people that could call in at once and listen on their phone. And when they're in the listen-only area, that's when they get the blue headphones.
Okay.
You see where I'm talking about?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, so say there's a host and a co-host, and you want to screen a phone call. That's the green button, so they're in the green room, so to speak. That's where there's two people, and you can screen a call, you could talk to them, and you're not on the air. So generally, if you and I are co-hosting a show together, we would decide ahead of time which one of us is going to screen the call while the other one talks and nobody knows that you're screening a call.
Makes sense.
So one thing that does happen here, especially at night, is we get trolls that call in every so often, and there's a big team of them. So what I like to do when I know that there's trolls is I will put people in that green room so they can listen to each other and they could curse and talk to each other and bother each other and leave us alone. They don't know, of course, that they're set up like that, but I'll do that.
I see.
Yeah, so you get two trolls that work as a team and they might not know each other, so they're cursing each other out. And they're just going to town while you and I are discussing various points of interest on the radio show. So, anyway, the X, of course, if there's no law that says you have to keep a caller on air, and if somebody's giving you the business, you can dump them by hitting the red button and just don't pick up their line again, that's all.
That makes sense.
And let's see here. I'm trying to get into the Freedomizer chat room. I'm having issues for some reason on the Freedomizer site, but that's me, so that's okay. So anyway, we really don't use the Blog Talk Radio chat so much. We could, I guess, and I could keep it open, but I've always tried to get our listeners to go to our website, freedomizerradio.com, because once we could show that we have traffic, then we can work on our own sponsors and stuff, and I want people to know that we can stand alone and we're not just a Blog Talk Radio channel, but we're a full network. So we can use the chat room, I just usually don't. And then
yeah, I like that there's a chat there.
The column 3 is where we have all the clips. So if you have, like, for example, this is the BIL show, so I would type in BIL for any audio clips that BIL has that you want to use. But for the main part, what you would do is you would title your own 3 or 4 letter, like if you wanted Pilgrim, it would be maybe P-I-L-G, and then name your audio clip, so you can just upload whatever you need. There's no limit to how many clips you can bring up. It's just that if you're done with something, get rid of it, that's all, because it clogs up. You could have as many as you like, but if you're not using it, get rid of it, that's all.
Okay.
Yeah, so for example, if it's June and you haven't played a clip since November and you have no intention of using it again, just keep our files clean, because the more files, the longer it takes to pull up.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But all of our ads have the word ad in front. So anyone, when we take commercial breaks every 30 minutes, then we play a few things out of the ad or ad promo. There used to be ad spoofs, and I'll get some of those put back up here. Obviously, we know what happened to our files. So that's what we're working on. Other than that, I'll have to show you. I'll have to show you off air how to set up your shows and such, but the switchboard's fairly easy to use.
Yeah, it looks pretty straightforward.
Yeah, we had a 77-year-old that didn't like computers run our switchboard once, so if he could do it, anybody can do it. So let me ask you though, how's your weather been out there? Is it too cold to partake in barefoot festivities?
No. No, it's not for us. Definitely getting chilly for sure, but doesn't mean we don't go barefoot.
Okay.
There's been just one
regular season's over, so that's all.
Yeah, there was just one short snow, and that didn't stick around. It melted pretty quick, so we're not really into the cold stuff yet.
Yeah, well, let me ask you, have you lived in Pennsylvania your whole life?
Yeah, I have, actually. Well, since I was three. I was born in New York, but I don't remember that.
it doesn't count, I guess. So you like it there,
really.
Or is Pennsylvania a place you wouldn't mind moving from, or... Is that
I do really like Pennsylvania. I've been up and down the East Coast. I have inklings of moving to another state, but definitely do have affinity for Pennsylvania.
Okay. Because I just know that I'm originally a New Yorker, and I couldn't afford to live there. Plus, I like having winters where I can be free and not deal with snow and the cold weather. So Vegas gives me enough of that where we do have pockets of cold here, but for the most part, a cold day might be the 50s like today. Today might be a high of 49, which is unseasonably cold for this time of year. So, you know, the one thing with running the BIL is that I want to have an office in a warmer climate.
That makes sense.
So where would you consider moving to if you left Pennsylvania?
Well, we've talked about Kentucky would be a good possibility. I like Kentucky. It's really a central place in the United States, and they're also really conservative as far as their laws, and we're conservative, so I feel like we would probably fit in that environment a little better than Pennsylvania. Not to say Pennsylvania is not conservative, but there's definitely a lot more liberals, and often turns into a Democrat, it ends up voting Democrat state because of Pittsburgh and Philadelphia, but even in between, there's quite a good number of Democratic voters, Democrat voters, I shouldn't say Democratic, Democrat voters,
yeah.
In between and everywhere. So it sounds to me, and I could be wrong if I went there, but it sounds to me like Kentucky has a lot more conservative people.
Yeah, I know that Pennsylvania is more of a purple state like Nevada is, and one of my things is I definitely want to be in a warmer state, and of course, with me having my regular show, people know what my views are. You could talk about certain stuff, but because it's BIL Radio and we're a nonprofit, I can't officially declare any particular side or anything like that, but I can safely say I'm against socialism. And the thing is that with Freedomizer Radio, you can't have freedom and socialism. You kind of have to pick a choice because socialism is the polar opposite of freedom.
Well, that's true.
So, I will tell you, I have looked at, I think I was on Zillow or one of those other type of real estate sites, and I came across this one house that I actually contemplated acting on. So I actually forget the name of the suburb right now, but it was an hour north of Louisville. It was a 4-bedroom, 3-bath house with 2,400 square feet, 4 acres, and the backyard opened up into a river. So you could go down to the river from your backyard and put up table and chairs there, and then there was like beach sand, and then then you got the water right there. So riverfront property. And for $120,000, it could be yours. And I was looking at it like, I could sell my house, and with the equity that I have, I could pay for that house and have about $100,000 in the bank. And I'm not ready to make any moves, but it was tempting to look at. Because that would be an upgrade over what I have here. And you're about an hour north of Louisville, so you're close to a major city, but you're in the suburbs. But that is nice to go outside and have a riverfront backyard with 4 acres of land.
Sounds pretty cool.
And it had a basement, too. I have to put that in there. An unfinished basement. So I would look at stuff like that. I want the BIL to be in a major city, though, so we can have representation, and I want sponsors coming in when we finally get our office and they could see us actually working and getting to know the family when we get employees hired and such. So that's on my agenda. I just think that saying that the corporate office is in Las Vegas, or if it was in Louisville, I wouldn't mind. It's a major city. But I want that to be more important than we're in XNO, Colorado, where we have 23 residents in the town. It just doesn't sell it the same way, because here in Vegas, you'll have sponsors and other people that will come into your business in the nonprofit and see us working, and they'll be impressed because, well, we're in a major city. People always look for reasons to come to Vegas, but just being in the middle of nowhere, it would be a harder sell, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, it does.
So I'm here till further notice. But I have looked around at other towns and cities to move to and such, and maybe in a few years I can think of something else. But Vegas is decent, though. Have you been to Vegas before?
No, I haven't really been west of the Mississippi.
Oh.
But I've been down to
you'll
Florida.
You'll have to make changes to that sometime. So I just think it's funny, though, that the way that Las Vegas's economy is set up, that we get people all over moving here because it's much more affordable to live than a lot of other areas. And even the Oakland Raiders are moving here because it saves money. And honestly, that's part of the freedom, though, is freedom to live, because if you got houses that are renting for $10,000 a month for a standard 3-bedroom, 1.5-bath house with a 1-car garage that was built in 1907, I don't see how people would want to afford that. But anyway, I do like the fact here that it is, I'm one of those people, I still have my New York blood. So as long as the temperature isn't below freezing, I'm still good. Once it gets in the 20s, if there's no wind, then it's kind of okay. But it doesn't fall below 25 maybe once every few years, and even then it's only an overnight low. I'm sure you've seen some negative temperatures up there in your area.
Yeah, definitely. You know, when there's snow on the ground, I'll run out, you know, barefoot for like a couple of minutes, but generally try to get back inside, obviously, with the frostbite as a concern. But if there's no snow on the ground, it sometimes isn't really that bad.
No, the snow doesn't bother me as much as the ice. So if it's like fresh snow and it's like 29 degrees, that's not really bothering me so much. But it's when it freezes over, kind of, and it starts getting all slushy, and well, maybe not even slushy, but when it's fresh, it doesn't feel as bad. But if it's been sitting, then it tends to get colder and hard, and that's where, for me, it's harder to work in. But with that being said, I see snow once every few years here. It might snow maybe two times every 5 years. For you in the winter, it might be once or twice a month.
Yeah, probably about that. Yeah. Basically, if it's under, you know, if it's 20 degrees or below, and there's precipitation, it's generally snow.
Yeah. Well, this is getting to be our slow season, I guess, for the BIL, which means that generally the winter time, I try to push more of our management team, get our management in place, and try to get our game plan ready for the spring. Because this is supposed to be about fun, and I want to challenge people to do things they've never done. But with the winter happening, I don't force anything because I don't want people to get discouraged and to not do it. So I understand people work and people live where the high temperature might be 19 with a low of 8. And I'm not a very forceful person like that. That's what kind of keeps our group growing, in my opinion, is I want people to have fun with this, and I don't want people to get discouraged. I'm real big on that. So let's do this. I want you to take our first break.
All right.
So play, generally the ad time is anywhere from 3.5 to 5 minutes. I try to keep it real close to 4 if I can. So we have a ground therapy ad. We have, all our promos, and then we have the other stuff, and you don't have to play everything, but make it a good mix of about 4 minutes.
Okay.
And I guess you'll see how it goes.
Okay. I guess I'll go ahead and kick them off. Cool. All right.
Okay.
Of all the grounding studies, the one that really got our attention is called Electric Grounding Improves Vagal Tone in Preterm Infants. In the study, 26 premature babies in an NICU were connected to grounding wires. The heart rates of the grounded infants stabilized, and their vagal tone, a critical measure of infant health, increased by 67% with grounding.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
We're starting a brand new show on Freedomizer Radio, The Pilgrim Show. I'm your host, Nate Moss, the Guru Pilgrim. It's a show about technology and politics, bringing you all the latest news and information to keep you up to speed and in the know. I'll be offering advice and tips on technology and sharing my own thoughts on a wide variety of topics. Join me on the journey into freedom and philosophy, Saturdays from 4:30 to 6 Eastern Time, 1:30 to 3 Pacific, right here on Freedomizer Radio.
Did you know that every time you swipe your debit card, those behind-the-scenes transaction fees make the big banks even richer? In 2016 alone, these fees added up to $60 billion. Yes, that's billion with a B. Well, what if there was a way to have the convenience of a debit card, but reroute those fees from the banksters to organizations actually doing good in the world? Organizations that protect the environment or feed hungry children? What if your swipes could literally change the world? Well, Groundswell SPC has found a way to do just that. We've designed a Visa debit card program that shares transaction fees with your favorite cause. Groundswell partners with nonprofit organizations that promote the card to their supporters. Their supporters then use the card to power the mission of the nonprofit. It's a win-win-win for everyone, except the big banks, of course. Groundswell is about to launch its first cards into market, and we're inviting you to be part of this movement as an investor in the company. Go to WeFunders.com/GroundswellCard to learn more. Set up a free WeFunder account and invest in Groundswell today and get your money on mission.
Hey everyone, come check out the Proof Negative Radio Show here on FreedomizerRadio.com, Monday through Thursday, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. on the Pacific Coast as we fight the New World Order and rock the health freedom world together.
We're back, huh?
Oh, good. Yeah, I forgot to tell you that. The house rule is when you have a co-host, whoever takes the commercial has to announce us back because I don't have a way of knowing that you're done.
Okay, that's true.
I forgot that. It's been a while since I did training, and I remember sitting here once for like 90 seconds and just waiting, and they said, oh, I was waiting for you to tell us we're back, and it's like, well, I can't see your commercials.
Okay.
So, I don't know if you have a particular topic that you might want to get involved in. I just realized I meant to fill up my water, and I left my water in the kitchen, so I got to go across the house and go grab my water.
All right.
So, if you have any episodes or experiences or any questions, whatever you want to put out there, it's most notably, it's probably just going to be the both of us, and I'm just here to make sure that you can comfortably be on air, and of course, we're sticking to the subject at hand.
Right.
I know that since my Facebook is down, I can't properly promote the show, so it's, like I said, it's probably just me and you today.
Okay.
So, if you got a minute or so, with whatever you want to talk about, and I'll be right back. I just got to go get my water.
Okay. Sounds like a plan. So for any of you out there listening, I guess I'll just share a little bit about myself. I'm a barefooter. I've been a barefooter since I was born. And, you know, as I think about it, we are born barefoot and designed barefoot, and I think there's a whole lot of value in going barefoot for a lot of reasons, and I'm not super involved. I'm not like, first of all, I'm not on Facebook, but that's kind of a big part part of what the group is about and what Barefoot is Legal is all about is on Facebook there. So I don't interact as much with that as probably most of the listeners here do. But there, I see the value in barefooting, with or without all of the supporting information, just from personal experience. Going barefoot on gravel or on hikes or wherever is just a much better experience and healthy. I think it's health. There's a lot of health there benefits to that too. So there are two ways I think you could look at it. I think you could look at the positives of barefooting, or you could look at the negatives of barefooting. There are certainly a lot of people who push back, and when you tell them, oh, you know, I go barefoot, there are a number of things that they'll bring up, and obviously you could focus on those things and you could talk about those things and say, well, you know, it's really not dangerous, it's really not unhealthy, and you could try to become defensive all the time. Or, you know, you could go the other way and you could just start to say it's just enjoyable, and you could look at the positives of barefooting and enjoy it and get out there.
I'm glad you brought that up, because one of my big things is that I don't want to spend time on the negative, because it just seems like we stay there too much. And the first thing that comes to mind is you're going to hurt yourself.
Right.
And I don't want that mindset. Automatically, we're in the defensive, and we should be pushing the positives of why we do this, because we're not doing it because we're not going to get hurt. We're doing it because we want our freedom, and we have our own personal reasons why we do such. It's not just, oh, well, I'm trying to not get hurt. And the mindset has always been there for some reason that you're going to get hurt. I guess that's because our parents and our families have told us we're going to get hurt our whole lives.
Yeah, and
I don't know if you went through that. My parents pretty much left me alone. But for the most part, I know that people will always just have something negative to say to you, and we're just constantly just trying to defend ourselves without sharing why it is that we even do it.
Yeah, I mean, for instance, when I go out on a hike, for example, you know, if I were to wear shoes, I wouldn't be able to really feel the ground under my feet. And
right.
Although people will tell you, hunters and so forth, they'll tell you that they try to get their feet really sensitive, so they never go barefoot. And one of the reasons they try to say that if they get their feet really sensitive, they claim they can feel everything down to a stick under their foot before they step on it. Well, you're I don't care how sensitive your foot is, you're not going to feel through a sole of a shoe as well as you will with your bare foot on the ground. So there's the connectivity to the ground. When you have that, you can really sense the ground around you and have much better ability to and sense of awareness and balance and so forth as you go hiking. That's just one example, but that applies across the board as you wherever you walk.
And we talked about this last week for a little bit here, where it just seems like in the news they focus more about the fact that someone isn't wearing shoes than the object at hand. And I don't know if we brought this up last Saturday or if this was during the week, but there was one instance where someone's house caught on fire. And the newspaper headline focused more about the fact that she was outside of her house without shoes on. It was like a barefoot woman astonished as she stands outside due to a fire. What did the fact of not having shoes on have to do with the fire? Nothing. And not like they caused the fire. It's not like there was a fire because she didn't have anything on. So why was it such a focal point of the news article? I've never understood how that's such a big deal to people. When did you start noticing some of this where it became an issue for some people? When did you notice that? Go ahead.
I was going to say probably as a teenager. When you're a kid, you know, you're kind of under your parents, and whatever they say is kind of, they're the ones that get the brunt of it. And my mother always was very supportive of going barefoot, and so I never had trouble. When I started going barefoot as a teenager and out in the real world, so to speak, right, is when people started to notice. But, you know, I also would wear shoes when a lot of people would say it's appropriate, for instance, going to work or things like that. So I didn't get as much criticism because I wasn't really pushing the boundaries at all or the limits that other people think there are. I didn't have too much trouble, but I did notice, you know, when I would tell people that I would go barefoot, or they'd see me, you know, going barefoot at activities and things like that where there were other people. People would just comment that I'm crazy, but they wouldn't, you know, that was about the extent of it until more recently when I've started to go barefoot more just in public in general.
And what about for the missus? Did she try it because of you, or did you try it because of her? Or was
it just mutual? I kind of tried it because of her.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, when we met, we both were barefooters, and it was kind of cool. It was like, how often do you meet another barefooter? And so it was just another cool thing to our relationship. She has had a foot injury from, I think, before we met. And that foot injury has made it difficult for her to wear shoes at all.
Yeah.
And so that's an added reason for her to just stay barefoot all the time, because it actually can be painful for her to wear shoes. So that's one of the first reasons that she gives people a lot of times when they say something to her. She says, I have a foot injury and I really can't wear shoes. And then it's funny, the first thing people say is, well, can I see your doctor's note? And she's like, I don't have a doctor's note because I don't need a doctor's note. But that it's odd that that's the people's first response is that, well, then clearly this person must have a note from the doctor saying that they're excused from any laws prohibiting being barefoot.
Yeah, I have a doctor's note, actually. And
okay.
And what's funny about that, though, is I've been in situations where, like at my day job, and they tell you, well, we'll let you have a wheelchair if you want, or we'll let you have a cane, like that's a positive. And they say, well, we offered it to you, you turned it down, so we don't have to allow this doctor's note. We just have to find you an accommodation, and you can use our wheelchair ramp and have a wheelchair. Like, why would you want to do that when all I have to do is not wear something on my foot?
Yeah.
I just don't understand why it's become such an issue for some people, but I guess that gives us something to do here at the BIO. So how long have you been with the missus here?
I'm going to get this wrong and on the air too.
Oh, that's okay. It doesn't have to be perfect.
Something like, I think we've been married 3 years.
Okay.
And we were dating, I think, 4 years before that.
All right. So 7 years. That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you've seen her. So you've seen her go places, and then you were like, "Well, I could do that."
Yeah. Well, the first thing was she said she mentioned coming across barefoot is illegal, and explained that there are people who are just going barefoot everywhere. And this was before we were married. And
yeah.
She said, "You know what? I could just start going barefoot." And she explained that, you know, there are no laws and things like that. So really she had come across what you guys are doing, and it kind of explained it to me, and I was like, wow, that's pretty cool. So, she sort of started experimenting first and went to different places, and nobody kicked her out. So, you know, just became like, oh,
hey,
well,
pretty
cool.
I have to bother you again. I'm going to have to leave you by your lonesome here for like 2 minutes.
Okay.
I'll be right back, though, but continue the story. I'll be back before you know it. I'll be right back here.
Okay. So that was basically all I had with that story. Yeah, as I said, you know, with the positivity about barefooting, there's definitely a lot of different directions you could go there. People could tell their stories. I think it'd be cool to hear your stories. I kind of told my story last week. But if you happen to listen to this and decide to call in maybe next week or something and just kind of tell your story, that'd be pretty cool. I'd love to hear stories. The other thing is just the experiences. Bruce has talked about meetups and things like that. Getting together with other people and being positive and going on events, I think, would be really valuable ways to promote the positive side of it. There might be other ways, too. So if you could think of things, I'd be interested to hear what other people's ideas are on how to promote that positive reason for going barefoot. I think that'd be cool. One of the other things I thought was neat in looking at the website, the Barefoot is Legal website, are all of the resources that are available there for state by state. Documentation showing that there are no laws prohibiting barefoot activities in public. So that's actually a really handy resource, and if you haven't printed those things out, it might be worth looking at that and looking at your state and just even perusing some of the materials there and seeing what's available. It might be handy to carry in your car or something, just as an extra way, just a backup kind of peace of mind that you can have to say, really, there's nothing that people can do to you, so that could be pretty cool. I think having a response ready, at the ready, when people come up to you and they tell you that you really can't be here or they try to kick you out, for being barefoot, I think having a quick response handy is a really valuable thing. So readying yourself that way is a good thing to do too. I guess while we wait here for Proof to come back, I could talk a little bit about the show that I'm putting together. It's not complete yet, but hoping next Saturday to have my first episode, and it's called The Pilgrim Show. And so It is going to be a show about tech and politics and philosophy. I'm a thinker, so I'm going to talk about the things that I think about, and I'm a technologist, so a lot of that's going to revolve around technology and the use of technology. One of the things that I think is really important to understand is the effect that technology has on society, and so that's going to be an integral part of my show, is understanding how technology affects society and our interactions with each other and in the world. So that is something to look forward to. I'm pretty excited to get that show off the ground here.
Well, I'm glad to have you. So, yeah, you're very technology-based, and I'm not anti-technology, but I'm not really into it.
Yeah, that makes sense. My brother and I had come to the same conclusion, and we handled things in different ways. Now, he's 11 years older than me, and so he kind of did things a little earlier than I did. But his method was try to avoid technology at all costs. Stay away from it and not put your information into it. And my approach was the exact opposite. I said, I want to be able to control the technology that's at my fingertips. I want to know everything about it that I can so that I'm a little bit more able to control what other people know about me. And it's interesting because I think equally we've both lost the ability to control that information, because Big Brother turns out to be real, but for very different. Big Brother looks very different than we thought it would look. And so both of those options are actually bound for failure unless you're really an expert and you basically devote your life to basically hacking and information security. Then you can kind of get around some things, but it's surprising the way that technology kind of drives society, for sure.
Well, and we'll just stay with this just for a second here, that just think with technology, that back in the 60s with the hippie movement, when stores started evicting people over their lack of shoes, that just imagine if they had the internet, it wouldn't have gotten to this point where we're at now 60 years later.
That's true.
Because someone would have figured it out and organized, and they could easily look up the fact that there are no laws that are against us, only myth. And the longer that it progressed, and now we're of the internet age where we can easily look something up, but before then, everybody just listened and just made assumptions that, well, somebody's telling me it's against the law, so it probably is. And they just left it at that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but just think now with all of our friends and stuff that think it's illegal and they still believe it. Now that the world is at their fingertips, literally, that they will still not do any research. I don't know why that is.
Yeah. Well, there certainly is something to be said about that. There is, if you look at a lot of people and the way that they're exposed to technology, it's sort of a locked behind glass philosophy. The idea that there's this computer and it's there, but I don't want to know its inner workings. I just want to press a button and have it do some basic things for me to help improve my life. So with that, even today, a lot of people don't think to Google something when they don't have the piece of information. And just doing a quick search, and it doesn't even have to be Google. I mean, there are so many search engines now. Jumping on a search engine and doing a search for something gives you the answer a lot of times to questions that you would spend a significant amount of time trying to figure out on your own. And people don't think that way. In IT, we're forced to think that way because that's our job, is to solve technical problems, and that's the only way you're going to do it. But in a lot of industries, experience is paramount. And if you don't have experience, you're considered not to be able to function. It's kind of an interesting technology has really changed things, and technology is actually very different than every other industry. There are a lot of similarities between different industries. Carpentry is similar, for example, to machining. But technology is different, and it's actually different. There's no new thing under the sun, but you might almost say that technology is unique among all the things under the sun.
Right. So, is there any portion that you're more interested in than others as far as what technology you try to follow?
Well, I try to stay in the know with basic things. So when there's a really important piece of news out there, I try to be on that. But also security, because again, that would be sort of fall into that same category. If there's something happening in security, it's important for me to know it, just because I support people and their network and their equipment. So I better know what's going on in the security world. What fascinates me the most is the effect of technology on human interaction. Not just, I'm not talking about like interfaces. I'm talking about the way that technology influences us outside of technology. So, for instance, the advent of text messages, and how that changed the way that people communicated. So that's the thing that fascinates me the most, because that's, if you step back and look at technology, it's fascinating to see the effect that it has on society and what the resulting thinking and social patterns are with those kinds of changes.
Okay. So, I noticed, though, that since my Facebook got hacked a few days ago, speaking of technology and security, for a while I felt lost, because it's funny how not having a Facebook account just changes life if you've used it for so long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, things that – whatever you spend your time in technology – that thing becomes a normal, expected part of life. And when that's taken away, it can be devastating. There are videos of teenagers who have just been left to gaming machines for, you know, infinity, and their parents don't make them stop playing for any reason. And there comes a point where, you know, that computer dies. Or let's just say the parents say, that's it, and they unplug the machine. And there are videos of kids absolutely going berserk, because it's almost like their whole purpose for existence has been removed from them. And, you know, you can almost look at that and laugh, but then if you take into consideration the fact that all of us have that impact happening to us as a result of our use of technology to a point. So, you know, you might find, for me, with this kind of awareness, occasionally I can be hard to reach, and I've disappointed people because I've been hard to reach. But one of the reasons for it is, in the back of my mind, I don't want to be influenced by this idea that this I must have this thing. There have been times in my life where I've not had a cell phone with me at all, like not at all. And I would drive places and do stuff without a cell phone just to be free of a technology device following me at all times. I carry a cell phone generally now, but Not always the same one. Not always the same number. So, yeah, there's it has an incredible grip on us as human beings. But that doesn't mean that we can't do something about it. It just means that we have to be aware of it.
All right. So it is the halfway part of the hour here. So I'll take our commercial break this time around if you want a few minutes to do whatever you need. So
okay.
We'll handle this. We'll be right back in just a few minutes, everyone. One of my things I like to promote here within the radio is our sponsor, which is Save Around. It's a coupon book that gives you a chance to experience new restaurants and other businesses with a lot of free stuff or buy one, get one free and other types of discounts. The good thing is that you can view the books in your area before you purchase. If you go to our Freedomizer Radio website or the BIL website, I'll use the Freedomizer one for now. If you click on the Save Around book on the right-hand side of the chat room, then that will give you the opportunity to preview the books in your area so that you could see whether or not this book will save you money. So the way I look at it is it saves you the family money. It saves the BIL money because we're, of course, we make a few dollars for every sale. So why would you not want to benefit yourself and benefit us at the same time? Please go to freedomizerradio.com or barefootislegal.org. Click on the book, and if you feel it will save you money, please hook us up and hook your family up. We'll be right back, you guys.
Please check out our sponsor, Save Around. Save Around coupon books have been with us for several years, and they help you save money when going out to eat, renting a car, buying flowers, and all kinds of other good stuff. The good thing is you can view the coupon books before you buy. Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.com, and click on the Save Around book that you'll see right next to our chat room. Like I said, you could preview it before you purchase, and hopefully you'll save yourself some money and help us as well. Please check it out.
For more information about the barefoot lifestyle, please go to barefootislegal.org. We also have a Facebook presence. We're also on Twitter and now on Instagram at @RealBarefootIsLegal.
We're starting a brand new show on Freedomizer Radio, The Pilgrim Show. I'm your host, Nate Moss, the Guru Pilgrim. It's a show about technology and politics, bringing you all the latest news and information to keep you up to speed and in the know. I'll be offering advice and tips on technology and sharing my own thoughts on a wide variety of topics. Join me on the journey into freedom and philosophy, Saturdays from 4:30 to 6 Eastern Time, 1:30 to 3 Pacific, right here on Freedomizer Radio.
Hey everyone, come check out the Proof Negative radio show here on freedomizerradio.com, Monday through Thursday, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. on the Pacific Coast as we fight the New World Order and rock the health freedom world together.
Hello everyone, I'd like to talk to you about our newest sponsor, Misty'sGardens.com. Now this is a contraption where you can grow food in your apartment, in a small patio, or if you're like me and you absolutely suck at gardening, this makes life a lot easier. It is a vertical tower garden. We can grow over 20 things at once in a small, compacted area. Good health starts with good habits, like eating wholesome foods. And with tower gardens, you can easily grow your own fresh, nutrient-rich food virtually anywhere year-round without soil. So Misty'sGardens.com, have a look at it, check it out, buy it, plant, and like it. Misty'sGardens.com.
All right, let's do...
All right, everybody, welcome back. That's my time out there. And we're back now. We got just a few minutes left. If anybody out there is listening in and feels like talking, the number here is 319-527-6208. And press lucky number one on your phone, and we'll go to you. So I'm joined today by Nate from the Guru Pilgrim Show. And that will be debuting next week. So
yep.
What time is that on the East Coast? Is that 4:30 or
4:30?
Yeah, that's
East 4:30.
Coast. Yeah, so you're going to
yep.
be on right before Brother Gregory and the Sabbath Hour.
Yep.
All
pretty
right.
Exciting stuff.
Right. So now we just have to find a show that goes from 3 to 4:30 Eastern, and then we'll have a full block again.
That'd be pretty awesome.
So what made you decide that this is finally the time for you to have your radio show?
Well, I think just coming across a network that is kind of in line with, at least mostly in line with where I stand, politically and so forth, and then also something that's already established. I thought about building my own, and I even had tried at one point to start podcasting and so forth, but without any experience and without anybody to talk to about it or, have any way of starting from the ground up is kind of, it's not great. So having a sort of a community of radio hosts and an established network that already has ads to play and things like that, I think is a great place to start. So for me, this just kind of made sense. And then to see a place kind of in need of some IT help at the same time kind of made sense for me to fall into that role. In a lot of ways, this kind of just lined up for me.
No, I promise, once we're back up to speed, it'll be worth it. It's just a matter of we've had peaks and valleys throughout the years, and this is definitely a valley. So once we get some of our issues together, then we'll be at another summit.
Yeah.
I believe that. I've been here a long time. Next month, Freedomizer will be here 10 years. You don't get to stay on air 10 years by accident. You kind of have to know what you're
right.
doing. So, yeah, I think you picked a good team. Well, I hope you trust us, even though you just got thrown right into the fire right away here because we're
yeah,
we're having
much.
Personal attacks. But welcome to the club, I guess.
I guess that's the best way to get started is getting thrown to the wolves, huh? My best jobs
yeah.
have been that way. You know, you start and they say, here's your first task, and it's a an interesting one. So, yeah.
Well, the important thing is that you see value in what we're doing. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here.
Exactly. That's the thing, yeah. And potential. There's so much potential. Like you say, that summit that we can see could be pretty awesome. So,
and for me, I just find it great that we have a bunch of people that are willing to work together to get the word out. So I've built this with a family type atmosphere, which is why it's surprising to me to have people that are their life's opus is to make sure that I'm no longer doing stuff. That's why I'm puzzled sometimes, because if I try to provide a platform for people to share their freedom and peace and help them with their own voice, it's just surprising as a thank you they try to take down our website and get me kicked off Facebook and all that stuff. But hopefully this will all be over soon. Hopefully our hacker realizes we're a little too resilient for them and we're going to be here anyway. That's my goal. To outlast them. But this isn't the usual thing here, so it's fine. But I love the fact when we have 90% of our airtime filled, because once everybody brings their own audience in, then everybody finds each other's shows. So,
right. Yep.
For example, my audience will find your show, your audience will find my show, etc. That's how it's supposed to work. And that's pretty good when people say I was here because of Joanne's show and I found you and you're just as cool. That's what we want.
Mm-hmm.
So let me ask you this. So as far as technology goes, do you use a VPN at your house?
I don't. No, I just go straight out with whatever my Comcast IP is. So,
okay.
I don't really do a lot.
Wrong with that, but I bought one recently.
Okay.
So I like the fact of being able to kind of throw hackers off a little bit as far as what they could find of me.
Yeah, it's definitely a good idea. One of my favorite things to watch is scam baiters who, they contact scammers and waste their time intentionally. If I did something like that, I would use a VPN for sure. But, yeah, I don't really do anything that concerns me much, so.
So, as far as search engine goes, forget search engine. I was going to think of web browsers. Do you have a preference? Because
mm-hmm.
I refuse Chrome. And I don't really use Edge.
I switched to Brave. I've been using Chrome for a while, but I decided to give Brave another try, and it's come a long way. I gave it a try a number of years ago when they were pretty new, and it just I didn't feel like it was quite ready for all the media and everything that was out on the web, and Flash was still a thing back then, so it was kind of problematic. So now, with Flash being dead as it can be, basically, and Brave coming along, I think the internet's ready for it. It's a pretty cool browser. It's Chromium based, and it's basically a fork, but they do integrate a lot of the Chromium code. But it is has ad blockers and cookie blockers kind of built in. So it does anything that's cross site, any cookie that's cross site, it'll just deny, which is kind of cool. It does a lot of things pretty well. It's pretty surprising, easy to use. It'll bring in your bookmarks from other browsers and stuff, so it's pretty easy to switch over to it. And it's fast. It's lightning fast because it's not like ads and things are automatically blocked with the uBlock algorithm, and that's all built in. So there's a lot of stuff on pages that just doesn't load, and saves it all of that processing to just work better. So for me, so far, I haven't found a reason to switch away from Brave. The one thing I did come across was Google Earth doesn't work. I think it was the first thing that I came across, which is kind of like fine. If I need to use Google Earth, I'll go open Chrome just to do that. But yeah, so that's what I'm using right now.
So for those that don't know, the Brave browser was made from the old CEO of Firefox who was bounced out a couple years ago.
Yeah, I think I remember hearing that. Yeah.
So the one I like the most right now is called Vivaldi. Have you heard of that one?
Yeah, I've dabbled with the Vivaldi. It's
yeah,
pretty
so
nice.
My two favorites right now are Brave and Vivaldi. That's
nice.
More or less what I use.
Okay.
Vivaldi is from the old CEO of Opera.
Okay.
Which is, Opera used to be my favorite browser until it got sold to a Chinese firm. And when it got sold, they bounced out the CEO of Opera. So this guy created his own platform called Vivaldi. So
okay.
It's, to me, it's just as fast as Brave. And I don't know which one of those two I like more. I go back and forth on both of them. But regardless, we can leave Chrome and Edge behind.
Yeah. Nice.
I'll use Firefox sometimes. That's like my third browser I use. But
okay.
I prefer the other two a lot better. Yeah, I've never liked Chrome, and it pains me to use YouTube because I'm not a Google fan.
Right, yeah. Unfortunately, that's not going anywhere. It's one of those things, like I said,
Big
Brother is different than we expected it to be, but it's definitely there.
Yeah, I know. With Google and Spybook, they're not; those are companies not going anywhere anytime soon.
Yep.
Yeah, so with my stalker / hacker on Spybook, in order to get my account back, I had to show the front and back of my ID to show I'm a real person.
Okay.
And then there's a whole list of stuff I have to do to prove to them that I'm not a robot. So I'm in the middle of that right now. So I guess if you used a fake name to try and get your account back, that's not going to work too well for you.
Yeah, pretty much.
Because you have to show your ID with that name on it. I'm trying to think. There was something else I was going to bring up with that, but I can't remember right this second. For those that don't know, we also have an Instagram. It's Real Barefoot Is Legal. Of course, I could still handle our Twitter. That's Barefoot Is Legal as well. So yeah, it's funny that with the technology and stuff, we get most of our interviews from Twitter. I guess that's where the media goes to try to figure out what they want to cover. And whenever we have a viral post on there, that's when somebody comes out of the woodwork and wants to interview us. So I'll hit that hard as long as I'm not on Spybook for a few more days. It's funny, though, how when we have a viral post, we'll get media attention. And what's funny about it is if 100 people comment about what we do, 50% of them are like, hey, go BIL. We love that lifestyle, too. And the other 50% are just as loud or maybe louder because they hate us. They hate people that are like us. And so it creates a perfect storm for getting a lot of traffic when you get 50% thinking one way and 50% thinking the other.
Yeah, I would think.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were still going. I didn't know you were. I didn't know that was
that's
it.
That's all I had.
All right. But as far as the shaming and stuff goes, I don't worry about that. Because you'll see a lot of that on social media where people talk smack about stuff, about people like us. And I have all kinds of rebuttals that I have written out already that I don't mind sharing with people. When it's funny that someone will comment and take a selfie, well, not a selfie, but a picture of somebody in a store, and they're like, how can this loser be allowed to shop in this store? I can't stand seeing their feet. So I'll write to them and ask, why are you staring at people's feet in a store? Stare at your phone instead. Stare at your food or stare at whatever it is that you're trying to buy. Why stare at feet instead? Hashtag, are you a creeper? But yeah, they think they get a free pass for calling us out, but they don't expect anybody to challenge them. So as long as we challenge them, then they're going to have a different mindset because they're going to know that they're going to be called out for calling us out. People have to know that we're just as equal of people. And we're nobody mm-hmm. special, but we're nobody's punching bag just because of how we choose to live our life. And that's the message that we have to get out there, is that we're just as normal as everyone else. So I don't mind doing what I have to do to get our message out there. I don't mind being aggressive with making sure that people know we exist. I'm not one for hiding in the back of the building. So the one thing I've learned how to do that I'm pretty good at is I know how to cut people down without cursing at them. I know how not to call them an idiot, but I could still talk to them in a sense that they know that I could defend myself. And that's part of the thing with trolls, is that they've never had anybody come back to them in such a professional discussion and sharing with them that they're wrong. They've just been able to talk mess about us. So I'll be on Twitter later shaming the shamers. It's one of the things I do, I guess. I don't know if you've ever had that issue in a store where you get somebody in public that thinks they could talk to you like you're a piece of garbage.
I haven't really, no.
Yeah, I've been offered fights before just by pumping my gas, and somebody said I was going to give him pneumonia because he was in the gas pump on the opposite side of me and saw I didn't have shoes on, so he said I was going to get him sick, and he offered to fight me. So I had to run in and tell the cashier that this guy was threatening me, and then when the cashier came out with me, he just started. He was in his truck already, and he just got in his truck, and well, he was in his truck. He just started the truck and drove off, and was cursing at me the whole time out. It happens. And for what? I've never walked up to somebody and say, hey, you have no hat on. Do you know something could fall on your head and you're going to get hurt, or you're going to trip over something and you're going to bump that head into a tree. And so that's offensive. People don't know what to say when they get called out on stuff like that. So we have a meetup here in Las Vegas later on today, and because my spy book is down, I do have to try extra hard to get the people in there, but regardless, I'll be there, and then we'll just have to set up another one for when I get my spy book access back. You have any big agenda this weekend?
I do not.
Well, fixing the Freedomizer site, that's a big agenda.
That would be a pretty big agenda item, right?
Yeah, so they can listen to your new show.
Yeah.
That's what you're doing this weekend. You're setting up to make sure that your radio show is successful.
There you go.
Yeah, you always have to put a positive spin on it.
Yeah.
All right, so we have less than 2 minutes left here. I don't know if you had anything else that you wanted to promote today.
Not specifically, no.
All right, so other than that, there's one last agenda for today. So what you do is you go in the audio clips where the commercials are. You type in VIL and look for outro.
Yep. Okay.
And that's it. So anyway, thank you everybody for joining us here on the BIL show. We should be back up to full speed, hopefully by next weekend. Other than that, you can listen to my show, which is weeknights, Monday through Thursday, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. That's 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. on the Pacific Coast. And that's it, everyone. Nate's going to play the outro. Stay grounded, everyone. See you next week.